Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Let's have a look at the main business stories in those papers and websites in the exalted company of Austin Hughes. Good morning, Austin.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Are you partially awake or fully awake?
Economists are never fully awake, as all your listeners know.
Though I'm sure you got two opinions on that as well. Anyway, let's start with inflation. Consumer prices, they rose by 3.7% over the past 12 months.
Okay, on this, I'm going to give you three opinions, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The good news is that the increase in May was modest enough to 3.7% in Ireland against 3.6%. Food price inflation came down a little, 2 against 2.3%. And excluding food and energy, it also eased a little bit, 2.6 against 2.7. It's less than inflation in the US, which rose to 3.8% in May. And these numbers were taken before the impact of the government reductions to fuel costs came in. So that will help the numbers for next month. The bad news, which is what we're much more aware of and focus on, is that energy prices are up 15%, with motor fuel up 17% and home heating oil 80%. Now, of course, people aren't spending a lot on home heating oil at the moment. Pain really hits in later in the year.
Though it was 5%, 5 degrees this morning. Some people will have the heat on.
Exactly.
Mrs. L, I suspect.
Yeah. If economists were awake, they would probably be aware of how cold it is. But yeah, we're not. But other elements within food, meat prices still up 13%, health prices 8.1%. But the interesting one really is the ugly. That's where economists focus their attention. And it's that we haven't yet seen the spillover impacts of higher energy costs in recent months. And in recent days, there's been various commentary about whether Irish inflation would get to 6% or 7% or more by the end of the year. Still not clear. We still don't know, but the risks are all in that direction. And when there are risks in that direction, the central banks get worried. And the other ugly element of this is that these numbers, now, not that they pay that much attention to the Irish figures, but they're part of a global phenomenon, and it makes a rate increase in June much more likely from the European Central Bank, and the markets think that the ECB will continue raising rates through the rest of the year. So good news for now, it could be worse, and it probably will get worse as we go on.
Yeah, the AIB report out yesterday suggested that in a worst-case scenario, i.e., Hormuz remains closed and oil prices nudge towards $150 per barrel, that could push inflation to 7%, which is very high, but below where it was after the invasion of Ukraine.
Yeah, fingers crossed we don't get to there. But as I say, all the risks are pointing in that direction, at least.
Now, the spread between German and Irish bond yields, remember how we always used to watch them between 2008 and 2012, and is now at 19 basis point or 0.19, the lowest ever, according to my calculations.
I think it was a little bit lower earlier in the year, and it was also slightly lower in those halcyon days before the financial crisis. But as you say, we were talking, you know, you say 18 basis points, 800 basis points at the peak of the financial crisis. And, you know, a lot of the domestic commentary would suggest that Ireland is in quite a mess at the moment, but the financial markets currently like us. That spread is 18 basis points between Ireland and Germany. France are paying about 75 basis points more than Germany at the moment because of the strong sense of our public finances. And most of the attention in terms of spreads and bond markets in the last couple of days has been on the UK. Since the crisis began in the Middle East and people worry about higher inflation, Irish government bond yields have gone up about 40 basis points, the same as in Germany. France has gone up 55 basis points, but reflecting concerns that we're going to go back to, you know, old Labour, reckless economics management, the UK 10-year government bond cost has gone up by about 80 basis points. So the market's very worried about the UK public finances and UK public debt. And at the moment, they're giving quite a vote of confidence in the Irish public finances and the prospects of reductions in the debt burden in Ireland, at least over the next couple of years, significantly because of corporation taxes. But also, I think we tend to exaggerate the problems in the Irish economy a little bit in a lot of domestic commentary. Markets think we're not doing too badly at all.
Indeed. It's not unlike us to talk our own economy downwards. Now, one thing we are great at is overspending on projects, especially public projects. A third of government-backed IT projects have come in over budget.
Yeah, I suppose, as you say, we tend to emphasize the gloom. So the surprising thing for listeners is probably most people feel that 4 out of 3 government projects overrun, right? And this is a public accounts committee investigation that's highlighted on RTE and IT and the Irish Times this morning. It says 1 out of 3 projects. Now, that's 17 out of 220 projects having an IT overspend of more than 10%. So that's not that awful. The gross overspend also is about 40 million in the projects that the PAC have been looking at. But some projects have actually come in, shock listeners, under budget.
Wow.
And the overall net overspend is less than 10 million. Now, the chair of the PAC committee, Sinn Féin TD, John Brady, says there's a consistent failing, and he talks about weak oversight, poor project management, and I think a significant element around all IT projects, a wholly inadequate initial cost estimates. But buried in the RTE report is possibly more interesting element, where it mentions the National Transport Authority's next generation ticketing project to get bus train tickets that you can pay using bank cards and mobile devices. That's been on the go since 2021. It's only due to conclude by July 2028, and the committee say there's very little detail on what has been delivered so far.
And
so
the UK has had that for 20 years.
Yeah. So overspend is one thing, but delivery is a much more important issue. I think it's the same around the public finances generally, but, we sometimes miss the focus in these things. Big, big issues there.
Thanks very much for joining us, Austin. I hope you have a lovely weekend. A plan.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.